Hello and welcome. I'm Father Tom Roy, the vicar of the Daily Office Network, and it is time for evening prayer. Today is Memorial Day in the United States. It's the 27th of May, 2024. It's also the second Monday after Pentecost. Thank you for coming to pray. Now let us begin. All the crowds were amazed and said, "Can this be the son of David?" This smiling face is the Dr. Lauren Whitnaugh, PhD. Neshota House, which is in Wisconsin, names Dr. Lauren Whitnaugh as the dean of the Neshota Theological Seminary in Wisconsin. Whitnaugh joins Neshota House from the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, where she has held academic and administrative roles there. Whitnaugh, a cradle Episcopalian, has been nourished in the Anglican tradition her entire life, and she hails from a family of vocational commitments to the church. Whitnaugh's father and brother are both priests in the Episcopal Church. Her mother holds a doctorate of ministry and spiritual formation. Prayers for Dean Whitnaugh, Neshota Theological Seminary, and for the future of our church. Let my prayer be set forth in your sight as increase, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Our hymn is, O Gracious Light. O Gracious Light, pure brightness of the ever-living Father in heaven, O Jesus Christ, holy and blessed, now as we come to the setting of the sun, and our eyes behold the vesper light, we sing your praises, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are worthy at all times to be praised by happy voices, O Son of God, O Giver of life, and to be glorified through all the worlds. Our psalms this morning are this evening are Psalm number 9 and Psalm number 15. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all of your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing to your name, O Most High. When my enemies are driven back, they will stumble and perish at your presence. For you have maintained my right hand and my cause. You sit upon your throne, judging right. You have rebuked the ungodly and destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. As for the enemy, they are finished in perpetual ruin. Their cities plowed under, the memory of them perished. But you, O Lord, are enthroned forever. You have set up your throne for judgment. It is you who rule the world with righteousness. You judge the people with equity. The Lord will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble. Those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you never forsake those who seek you, O Lord. Sing praise to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Proclaim the people the things the Lord has done. The avenger of blood will remember them and will not forget the cry of the afflicted. Have pity on me, O Lord. See the misery I suffer from those who hate me. O you who lift me up from the gate of death, so that I may tell of all your praises and rejoice in your salvation in the gates of the city of Zion. The ungodly have fallen into the pit they dug, and in the snare they set is their own foot caught. The Lord is known by divine acts of justice. The wicked are trapped in the works of their own hands. The wicked shall be given over to the grave, and also all the peoples that forgot God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, and the hope of the poor shall not perish forever. Rise up, O Lord, let the ungodly have the upper hand. Let them be judged before you. Put fear upon them, O Lord. Let the ungodly know they are but mortal. Lord, who may dwell in your tabernacle? Who may abide upon your holy hill? Those who lead a blameless life and do what is right? Who speak the truth from their heart? There is no guile upon their tongue. They do no evil to their friend. They do not heap contempt upon their neighbor. In their sight the wicked are rejected, but they honor those who fear the Lord. They have sworn to do no wrong and do not take back their word. They do not give their money in hope of gain, nor do they take a bribe against the innocent. Those who do these things shall never be overthrown. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. It is Memorial Day, and this is a depiction or a picture of the Golden Gate National Cemetery in San Bruno, California. It's one of 147 burial grounds in the United States system, of which Arlington National is the oldest and the most famous. Our lesson is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 22 through 32. Then they brought to Jesus a demoniac who was blind and mute, and he cured him so that the one who had been mute could speak and see. All the crowds were amazed and said, "Can this be the son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "It is only by Beelzebul, the ruler of the demons, that this fellow casts out demons." He knew what they were thinking and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and no city or house divided against itself will stand. If Satan casts out Satan, he's divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? If I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own exorcists cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the Spirit of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come to you. Or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man? Then indeed the house can be plundered. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. Therefore I tell you, people will be forgiven from every sin and blaspheme, but blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. Whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. Whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Thanks be to God. Our canticle is a song of love. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this the love of God was revealed among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through Jesus Christ. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that God loved us and sent his Son that sins might be forgiven. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we ought also to love one. One another. Pontius Pilate was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now the prayers begin with our Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Clothe your ministers with righteousness. Let your people sing with joy. Give peace, O Lord, in all the world, for only in you can we live in safety. Lord, keep our nations under your care and guide us in the way of justice and truth. Let your way be known upon earth, your saving health among all nations. Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and sustain us with your Holy Spirit. It is Memorial Day, and this is a picture of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C. I have been there. It is a very solemn and holy place. And now the collect of the day for Trinity Sunday. A prayer for heroic service on Memorial Day. And a prayer for the evening. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us your servants grace. I'm sorry, let me start over. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given to us your servants grace. By the confession of a true faith, to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity, and in the power of your divine majesty to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith and worship, and bring us at last to see you in your one and eternal glory, O Father, who with the Son and the Holy Spirit live and reign one God forever and ever. Amen. O Judge of the nations, we remember before you with grateful hearts the men and women of our country who in the day of decision ventured much for the liberties we now enjoy. Grant that we may not rest until all the people of this land share the benefits of true freedom and gladly accept its disciplines. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, support us all the day long until the shadows lengthen and the evening comes and the busy world is hushed and the fever of life is over and our work is done. Then in your mercy, grant us a safe lodging and a holy rest and peace at last. Amen. Today in the Anglican cycle of prayer, we pray for the Diocese of Ekiti, the Church of Nigeria in the Anglican Commune. Our Monday evening prayer list is for Thanksgivings. For Tom Welsh's lay ministry, the Brotherhood of St. Andrew. For Deacon Diana, our secretary. We also pray for our board of directors for the daily office today. Hundreds of millions that have recovered from COVID. We pray for new webcast members that were added throughout the pandemic, and we are still adding new webcast members and new followers to the daily office. We also give thanks today for the donors and the pledgers to the daily office. Thank you so much. Without you, this would not be continuing. For our subscribers in Asia Pacific, North America, and Oficios Diarios, our Spanish language version. Prayers for our mission partners in Haiti, Liberia, Brazil, the Rosebud Reservation, and the Matthew Shepherd Foundation. We also pray today for all those who feed the poor, for all who receive, for community health centers and free clinics. Now, what's on your hearts today? What have you come to pray for? On this Memorial Day, I pray for all of those who've given their lives in service to our country. Heavenly Father, many of those died in the battles. Some of them died afterwards, because of complications that occurred in battles, to injuries they received, seen and unseen. We pray for those who have TBIs. We pray for those who also experience PTSD to the point that they take their life or the life of another. Heavenly Father, these are our wounded warriors and our dead heroes. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you lift them up, hold them in your bosom until the time for them to join you in heaven arrives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now a prayer for the mission of the church. O God and Father of all, whom the whole heavens adore, let the whole earth also worship you. All nations obey you, all tongues confess and bless you, and men and women everywhere seek, love you, and serve you in peace through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen. Our video is Vene Sancti Spiritus, or Come Holy Spirit. This is the Taze Virtual Choir from 2020. Probably one of my favorite hymns. If I had to pick one, I guess this would probably be it. This was sang at my ordination. Actually, the person who was supposed to sing it sang it the day before, and then she suffered a stroke and was unable to sing it on the day of my ordination, but I heard it the day before, and it brought tears to my eyes. Vene Sancti Spiritus.
Vene Sancti Spiritus, 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 Vene Sancti Spiritus.
Come, Holy Spirit, from heaven shine forth with your glorious light. Vene Sancti Spiritus. Come, Father of the poor. Come, generous Spirit. Come, light of our hearts. Vene Sancti Spiritus.
Oh,
And that is evening prayer for the 27th of May, 2024, Memorial Day. Thank you for coming to pray. May the Holy Spirit come into your life, provide a light upon your path so that you may work into God's will. Be gentle with yourself and those around you. Remember that the golden rule allows us to love ourselves too. Hope to see you tomorrow. Good night.